Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a moment when my heart must stand alone on this lonely path I've chosen, like a house that's not a home. Sometimes when I feel I've had enough and I feel like giving up, you will me to be all I can be. No, nothing can stop me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I appreciate it so much. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am the host of this program. And I just want to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. If you're brand new, definitely welcome. And if you're an old friend, thank you for tuning in today. So we're family here. I really do see that. You know, I really believe that. You know, it's one of those 2 weeks when I was off for a little bit. You know, I missed you guys because it's like family. You guys are family to me. And, I want you to really, you know, believe that because that's how I feel about you. Let's see. Let me give you my website address if you would like to set up a reading with me, learn more about me. You can do that over at www.insightswithmichael.com. You can always contact us by email at youareawakening@gmail.com. We'll tell you those information later on in the program as well, just in case you tune in later. There's several people on the switchboard already, but if you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9398. 347-327-3316 is the call-in number to this program. Again, that number is 347-327-9316, okay? I would love to talk to you and help you in any way I can. Let's go ahead and give you the card for the show today. It comes from my Healing with the Angel deck, and it's the Balance card. You know, a lot of times we don't even realize sometimes that we're off balance. Have you ever just woke up and just felt something off? You know, just like, man, I just don't feel like myself today. You know, I just don't feel like, you know, things are going right now. That's because you're not balanced. And the way to balance is ground yourself. We do grounding exercises every once in a while and things like that, and bring you into focus. A lot of people right now, I will tell you, you're emotionally off balance. A lot of people are dealing with a lot of emotional stuff right now. The one thing that I will tell you about that is this is a cleansing period where we got to get rid of those things that have been holding us back. And so it's sort of like clean out closet day, you know, or clean out closet time. We got to start pulling those things out, and that's what Spirit's doing. So you might feel a little off balance for a while, but that will also pass shortly. All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and let's do that right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this program. We thank you for the listeners that are listening to me live and archived. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray that you would meet their needs, that whatever needs they have, that you would help me give them the answers that they are seeking today. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would help me become that vessel that you always use on this program, and that I would completely and totally move out of the way. Father, Mother, God, I pray for our planet as a whole today, that you would give our leaders wisdom and guidance in every situation that they are faced with. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just thank you for everything that you do for me, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, let us go into that now moment, in this now moment, with you. Let us clear our minds of all our worries and all our stressors and just focus on you. And I thank you for that opportunity. We say namaste and we say amen. All right. So let's go ahead and take some calls. Sue, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my phone call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Well, a couple of things.
Okay.
I decided to quit my job and to sub, see if I could get something better. And I think I made the right choice. I think I was just going too much because my back went out on me Saturday and I'm still laid up.
Man.
Now, do you see me getting, you know, one day a teacher assistant job or a job in the future after subbing? And what do you see with my love life?
Okay. Let's focus on your subbing thing right now. I definitely do see a job coming up, you know, later down the line here. Possibly looks like maybe next year you're subbing a little bit. The one thing that Spirit wants you to do is really take care of yourself right now and focus on you, you know, and not overdo. You have a tendency of overdoing, and you recognize that. Yeah. And you recognize that, and that's why you quit, because you realized that you were burning candles at both ends, and you were just getting burned out.
Yeah.
So you did the right step. You did the right thing. You listened to your intuition, and that was a good thing. So I want to give you a pat on the back for doing that, because you were listening to your own intuition, and that's what we're always trying to get you to do, is to realize you can make decisions, too, by listening to that small, still voice inside of you. But I do see some subbing jobs opening up for you where you're not overdoing. But, you know, take it really easy right now. Spirit definitely is focusing on you taking it easy. Don't overdo. Because I see still some problems with your back. So, you know, if you overdo, you could cause some more problems. So really, really take it easy right now. Okay, they're really focused on that. As far as your love life, though. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you see me getting a full-time job?
I do see you getting a full-time job. I would say it looks like to me possibly towards the end of the year. I mean, this year is just flying by. I can't believe that we're about ready to go into October.
So then when do you see it, though?
I see it either towards the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
What do you mean, like January, February?
Yeah, January, February. Yeah.
What is somebody going to be sick or return? I mean, or just quit, or it's going
to
be open?
I feel like that somebody's leaving a position that they have to retire due to some family issue. I feel like a vacancy is popping up due to some kind of an emergency on their part where they have to quit. Either because
now, is it going to be teacher aide or teacher assistant?
It looks like teacher assistant to me.
Okay. Now, what about love life?
Your love life, I don't really see anybody popping in here again until 2014. It looks like about March or April, around springtime, of somebody popping in here. And it does look like a long-term relationship to me. It looks like something that could be really long-term.
Now, I'm supposed to go and meet up with somebody on like a blind date. Someone's supposed to fix me up with somebody on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that you'll be doing that off and on, but anything serious, I wouldn't see anything serious, and that could be this blind date too, I don't know. But I don't see anything serious, like a long-term relationship, until next year. You know, going out, meeting other people, that's awesome, that's great. You know, go out, have some fun, but I don't really see a long-term relationship until next year.
And what about the person that I liked that I just saw a week ago?
Again, that could develop. I'm not sure who is coming in here, but I, you know, something, you know, it could be those people that you're already seeing. But all I can see is that, you know, somebody more, you know, off and on seeing the same person. I feel like it could be that person, but I don't see it being anything serious until next year, you know, where you guys would really be seeing each other on a daily, you know, a weekly basis or even a daily basis. Okay.
Can I ask one more really quick question?
Really, really, really quick.
Okay. Do you see my son moving back this year or next year?
Looks like next year. Looks like about summer of next year.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Thank you, Sue. Bye-bye. Yep. Okay. Let's go ahead and move on with Jill. Jill, I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for always being available for us.
You're welcome. How can I help?
Just you give great messages. Do you have a message for me today?
Okay, let me go ahead and shuffle the cards in front of me, and let's see what the cards have to say to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. So let me shuffle them a couple times here. And the one thing that I keep picking up, Jill, is patience.
Okay.
I think a lot of times what Spirit is showing me right now is that you're a little bit too hard on yourself. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, you're very critical on yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, and this comes back, you know, to your childhood. Does that make sense to you? That it would trace back? Okay. The one thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to break that cycle. You're going to have to say, okay, I'm not going to listen to those tapes that play over and over and over in your head. And so what I would tell you is trust the Spirit within you. Let's pull some cards on this.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, Joe. I'm going to have to close your mic for a minute. I'm getting a lot of echoes back here. So, but the listening card pops up here, and you're definitely going to have to start listening more to the intuition inside of you. Really trust that small, still voice inside of yourself. This is going to be hard for you because you really don't trust yourself in making decisions and judgments and things like that. But that's what Spirit's calling you to do. And as you do so, the Freedom card pops in here. And as you do so, you're going to find that freedom and really start going into the Spirit within you, really going inward. Then you're going to definitely have a lot of freedom. As you go into, it looks like as you go into October, November, and December, you're really going to have a lot of blessings popping in here. Because the next card is a blessing card, especially where your finances are coming into play. I'm going to reopen your mic here. But as far as your finances go, they're definitely going to pop in. Now, are you in a relationship? Because I got a new love card popping up.
Nope, I'm not.
Okay, are you looking or wanting? Is that something that might be?
You know what? If I met someone, I would really like to be in a relationship. It's been a very long time.
Yeah, because I got a new love card popping up in here, and then the next card would be the focus card. So I definitely feel like that somebody's popping up here. And so looks like next year for you, looks like probably about April, May, or June, somebody popping in there. So you know, stay open to that. Right now, focus on you. Okay.
You know, it's so hard for me, you know, because
right.
I was raised, it was never about me. It's about everyone else because
right.
everyone was so self-centered.
Right. Yeah, and that's what Spirit wants you to realize now is those that's behind you. So this is Jill time, okay?
Okay, and you're right. You're right on the money.
This is your time to focus on you. And the one thing that I want you to do, Jill, is really realize that you deserve good things. I think that a lot of times you don't think you deserve good things. And does that make sense?
Yeah, because I was told that, too.
Yeah.
All my life. Because then if I thought I deserved something, then someone may have to do something for me.
Right, yeah. And so what you need to do is shut those tapes off. That's easier said than done. How do
I know.
Do that?
It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard at times. I agree. It is hard at times. But the one thing that I would tell you, Jill, is meditation. You know, even if you can just do 5 minutes of just sitting in a chair, close your eyes, and try to shut your brain off. I've been doing that myself, and the one thing I will be doing next year is I'm actually going to be teaching some classes and offering some services next year that will help you learn how to do that. So
okay.
But I appreciate you calling in today, and hopefully I've been a help.
Do you have any clarity on the financial coming blessing or whatever?
Okay, yeah, let me see if I can focus
on
that a little bit.
I'm sorry,
That's okay, Jill, no problem. Not that big a hurry.
Okay.
Let me just focus on that, okay? Let me see if I can get a timeline.
Or looks where, like, or who, or what, or how.
Yeah. It looks like something in November, and it feels like somebody's going to give you some money. I keep seeing a gentleman.
I don't know who that would be.
Yeah, and Spirit has a way of just blessing us in mysterious ways. One time I was someplace and somebody came up, gave me an envelope, and I didn't know why they were giving me an envelope, and later I opened it and it was money in there. So Spirit can do amazing things if we allow Spirit to do that. So just be open to whatever way it comes, but something in November.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you. You're so good. Don't
thank
ever
you.
Give this up.
Okay, I won't. I'll be here. All right. Thank you, Jill.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. This is my life. I don't know what else I would do, actually. So I love helping people. I love being open to Spirit. And the one thing that I would tell you today is you guys can really trust your intuition. A lot of you, just like Jill, have old tapes that play over and over and over and over in our heads. And I have those too. But what I've learned how to do is to shut some of those off. You know, I don't got all of them silent yet, but I got a lot of them silent. And how you do that is through meditation. And, you know, and I think what's happened here is that we've got programmed to think that meditation means crossing our legs and putting our hands out. And that's good. And that is a form of meditation. But you can do all kinds of meditation. And you can do a meditation while you're riding a bike. A lot of times I ride my bike and I just quiet my mind. Do walking meditation. There's all kinds of ways to quiet our minds. Our minds have been in charge for way too long now. And what we got to do is we got to take back ownership. We got to take back ownership. Our brains are not supposed to be in charge of us. Who's supposed to be in charge of us is the Spirit within us. So what we have to do as a whole, you know, it's you and me, what we have to do together is learn how to shut those tapes off. Again, I'm going to reinstate that next year I'm going to be offering some teaching on how to do that. It's going to be body, mind, and spirit. And those are exciting things that are going to be coming next year. So, you know, stay tuned for more information about that and things like that, okay? So there's some exciting things coming up. So just stay tuned to find out what those all are. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Sharon. Sharon, appreciate you calling in today.
Hi, Michael. I wanted to know, please, two different things. My son, who I've talked to you about before, they're pressuring him, and in a good way, the place that he's at is a community of people that are working in the area that he needs, and they're pressuring him to get off a certain medication. And he wants to, you know, he's had a relapse when he did that a few weeks ago. And this morning he texted me and he said, you know, he's really wanting to try it again. There are heavy consequences if he fails. He relapses and then they boot him out of the community that he's at, which is supposed to be helping him. And they are. They're honest. And I'm just wondering if you see that as a positive, if you see that as okay for him.
Okay. All right. Could you just give me the initial? I don't want his first name on air, but can you just give me the initial of his first name, please?
C, like in cat.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let me focus on him for just a minute, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Let me be quiet for just a second, okay?
Thank you.
Because the one thing I would tell you when I'm tapping into him, I have a lot of confusion around him. But also at the same time, I feel like that he can come out of this. I just feel like that he's really nervous with himself right now, really out of balance, sort of what we just started the card with. I just, when I'm picking up on his energy for today, and that doesn't mean that he'll stay right there because that's the energy of today. I just feel like that something has got him really off balance today, and that's why I'm picking up on his energy in this now moment. But as far as the treatment stuff goes, I do feel like that will work. And I don't feel like that he'll be doing this yo-yo thing. I do feel like that, you know, I think I mentioned to you the last time we talked about this, I really feel like that he will finally get his act together. But, you know, he's pretty stubborn sometimes. And, you know, and he fights recovery. I will just tell you that. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like that he can recover. But the thing here is he's stuck in a pattern. He is so used to this yo-yo effect, you know, this going in treatment, going out, and relapsing. But the one thing that's really cool here is that I see Archangel Raphael actually really working hard right now with him to break that yo-yo effect, that attachment that he has to the medication and all, you know, all that old lifestyle that he had. But I definitely see 2014 being a really good year for him where he doesn't have that addiction issue anymore. So that's a good thing. That's what we want to see. We want to see that. So I definitely feel like that he'll still stay in this community, and because he's got people right there that really do care about him. But they're hard. I mean, they do push him, but they're pushing him in a good direction. So that's what we got to focus on. Does that make sense to you?
It does, and he's starting a new appointment with someone that is specializing in this kind of work. He's a counselor, and he's going to see him on Monday
And that's a good thing. That's what he needs. He needs to talk this stuff out because there's something that just drives him, you know, to self-medicate, to do those kind of things. And so what this is going to help him do is learn how to change his thought pattern, because what he needs to do, just like with all of us, he needs to start thinking differently, you know, and this is a good thing for him. This is actually going to turn his life around, and you're going to see a whole brand new son. You're going to see somebody that you have never probably seen, because he's probably dealt with this most of his life off and on. And so you're going to see a brand new person next year in him. So that's an awesome thing.
Thank you, God. And the other quick question I had, I applied for a grant, and I'm supposed to be getting word on that this October. Do you see that as a positive? Do I get most of what I asked for, or do I even get it?
Yeah, I do feel like you'll get a grant. I don't feel like it's going to be the total amount that you're looking for, but some is better than none. Yeah, you know, hey, that's where you gotta look at it. Some is better than none, and so, but it's not gonna be it's not going to be a really low number, but it's not going to be the exact number, okay? I'll just see that right now. But that could change, you know, but I'm seeing in this now moment. But I definitely do see, some financials come your way, okay?
Okay, because I put in a lot of things that I'm going to do in exchange for that, and I don't know how I'm going to do it without money, and so I'm just holding my breath to see how that works.
Well, stop holding your breath and just manifest it forward, okay?
Okay.
That's what you need to do. Yeah, just, you know, see that number you need. You know, keep focused on that. I've done this many times in my life, and I know it works. So just manifest that amount of money, because you got a big heart and you want to help a lot of people, but you can't do that if you don't have the finances. So let's just manifest that for you and see that, okay? Because you don't have a selfish heart. You want to help other people and stuff like that. So, but you get to do that, you got to have finances. So I totally understand that more than a lot of people. you got to have the money to keep moving forward. But I got some really awesome cards really quick for you. The abundance card talks about your finances. That's the very first card, so that's their focus today. And then the next cards deal with meditation and spiritual growth. So, you know, so definitely you're on track. Keep moving forward, okay?
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate you calling in today. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. If you'd like to be a part of the program, I do have some callers, but you can get on air with me. 347-327-9316. There are several people ahead of you, but I would get on my switchboard. All right. 413, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, could I get your name, please?
My name's Amber.
Hi, Amber. How can I help you today?
I am really concerned about my boyfriend.
Okay.
We don't talk, ever, it seems like, and I just want to know what's going on in his head, if there's any way I can help him.
Okay. All right, let me see what's going on with him. I don't want his name on air, but could you just give me the first initial of his name?
N.
N? Okay. All right, thank you. Let me tap into you and him and see what's going on. Now, is this a new thing, this lack of communication on his part? Because I feel like that this is new.
I don't know. It just seems like it's been going on forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it feels that way. Yeah. Hey, I think yesterday was that day for me. It felt like that day was forever. You know, like years. Okay. But you know, we get there. I'm going to have to tell you something that I don't like. You know, I only have to tell you what I'm seeing. Okay. And I'm really sorry. Okay. The thing is, I just don't see this relationship working out. I don't know exactly what's going on with him. I will tell you, I don't see him cheating. That's the first thing that I check.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that. I don't see another person. I just feel like that his head, and I don't know exactly what's going on. I can't tap into him for some reason. A lot of times people put shields around them, and I can't tap into their energy. And I do feel like that he's hiding something, but I don't think it's another person. I feel like
I know what it is.
Yeah, I feel like it's something about him. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, and so because I just feel like he's a very secretive person. I just feel like that nobody really knows who he is, including him. And it's a shame because you're an awesome person, and he's going to really miss out on a relationship with you. But I just don't see right now in this now moment that I have with you, I don't see this working out. I'm really sorry. Because he needs some counseling. He needs to work out some of this stuff. When I look at him emotionally, he's just an emotional mess right now. Does that make sense to you that I'd be seeing all that? Okay.
Well, he doesn't show it to me. He keeps it. He's a Cancer. He keeps it all in.
He's a little shell. Yeah. He just bottles it all up, and he's about to explode, and you don't want him exploding on you. That's unfortunate that I see that. But as far as you go, you know, if you do decide to move on, and again, this is your choice, you can stick with him or move on. But if you move on, I do see somebody coming into your path next year. It looks like about late spring. Because you got to have some time to heal and focus on yourself and and stuff like that. But you know, you're not going to be by yourself. But I just, at this moment in time, I'm really sorry to tell you, I just don't see this working out. Okay.
Oh, that's what I figured anyway.
Yeah, I thought you already knew that, but you just want that confirmation. But,
yes.
You know, the one thing that I would do is all things can change, you know, all things can change. And so what I would do is, you know, continue to pray for him, you know, continue to manifest something. But I just feel like this has been going on, like you said, forever. And and you deserve somebody that will love you and take care of you and be there for you when you need it. I've been in those relationships that there's no communication. They're no fun. You know, it's like, and then your mind, runs up with all these weird case scenarios of what's going on. And most of the time, that's not true. That's going on in your head.
Right.
Yeah. So let's get you out of your head and into your heart. Okay. And get you moving forward. And somebody definitely is coming into your path that will love you and will be there for you. Okay.
Awesome. And just one quick little thing, finances for me.
Finances for you, improving, looks like in the next coming month, about mid-October. I don't know how, but looks like something is happening in about mid-October here for you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and... hold on for just a minute, because I don't have anybody helping me today, so I need to make some notes here really quick. Otherwise, I'm going to get really confused really quick. Okay. 303, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you? What's your name first, please?
I'm Randy.
Hi, Randy. How can I help?
I would like to know if I will... I've been told I'm going to be getting a job this month to somebody else. But I haven't. It's almost the end of September. Now I'm wondering if you still feel me getting a job.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, because we're running out of days here in September. So let's,
that's right.
Yeah, so let's see what's going on here. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna go with something changed, but I'm gonna say this is a possibility still. And something I keep hearing Friday.
Oh,
I keep hearing Friday. As soon as I started talking to you, and once you asked the question, I kept hearing Friday, Friday, Friday. So I'm gonna go with Friday.
Okay. Did you?
Because
originally you said something changed. You still.
Yeah. I feel like something it did change, but so I'm gonna say Friday. But I'm also going to say it could be Monday. So, because something did change, I saw two different days, is what I'm telling you. I saw Friday and then I saw Monday. So I'm a little iffy on the timeline here. Timelines can be very tricky in the psychic world.
Right, I know.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a good thing.
But I heard Friday three times. Okay, and then I heard Monday.
Okay.
So
yay!
That's why.
I'm excited.
So that's a possibility. Okay. But I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna say at least you're working in that first full week in October, okay?
Yay, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And
thank
it's been
you.
A while.
I'm so excited. I've
yeah,
been waiting,
yeah.
looking for a job for a long time. I'm just ready to go back to work. So.
Yeah, because you can only sit around so much, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
It gets boring really quick. I understand, but hey, I appreciate you calling in. Congratulations on your new job ahead.
Okay. Take care. Thanks. Bye bye.
You probably no problem. All right. Let's go ahead and make a quick note here, and then move on to the next call. 510. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in. Whoop. Hold on. Now you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I know who this is, but can you say your first name out loud, please?
Aisha.
Okay. All right. How can I help you today?
I'm calling because I have a friend who's, we're kind of like, we just became friends, and he's in the hospital. And I'm trying, I don't know, my mom has keeps on telling me that I need to, like, I don't know, like, lend a helping hand, but I've, you know, sent a few texts, but I really don't know what to do beyond that.
Okay. So why are you questioning this? I mean, the one thing that I, so you're wondering what you should do while he's in the hospital, or I'm a little confused on the question here.
Oh, well, I guess my question is that my mom is saying that I need to do more, like, okay. But I don't know what else I can say. You know, I don't want to be intrusive.
Okay. Well, you know, if he can have a visitor, I would go visit him.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I would, you know, maybe send him a card or, you know, send him flowers or something or you know, I don't know, he's a guy, so might plant or something, but, you know, I don't know, you know, it's hard when guys are in the hospital, you don't know what to send them, but, you know,
yeah, exactly.
I would definitely just let him know that you care about him. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. And if you're considering a relationship with this guy, you know, I would take those steps, you know, just say, hey, you know, I'm here, you know, I don't know you that well, but I, you know, I just want you to know I care. And, you know, we got to have more of that in our world anyhow. So I would I wouldn't spend a whole day with him at the hospital, but, you know, I would just drop in and say hi to him and, you know, say, hey, you know, I was just thinking about you, want to be sure, and see if he needs anything. A lot of times, you know, hospital food isn't all that good. He might want you to sneak some food into him or something. But you know, I would just let him know that you care about him. Because
okay.
I feel like that this is a really good guy for you. Okay, this is why I'm telling you this. And so if you really want this to move forward, and I believe that you do, I would definitely take those steps.
Okay.
And just, yeah. And just, you know, not be overbearing, of course, but, you know, just let them know, hey, you need something, you need somebody to talk to, hey, I'm there. Being in hospitals can be very boring if you don't have visitors and you have people, coming in and out. Yeah. You know, or you can count the ceiling tiles only so many times. And So, you know, I would definitely let him know that you care about him, okay? This could be a long-term relationship with you. I will tell you that I'm feeling that energy around this, okay? So,
okay.
Yeah, you know, just take it slow. Take it one day at a time, all right? But definitely I would definitely reach out to him, all right?
Okay, and Michael, can I? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, really quick. Yeah, go ahead.
What do you see as far as a job?
Job, it's a struggle right now for you. I really don't see a full-time job. Now, there could be something part-time popping up here, but I don't see, like, a full-time job for you until it looks like, man, it doesn't look like a full-time job pops in here until about March. That's
Jesus.
A long ways away, yeah. But that doesn't mean that you won't get a part-time job. You know, before then, but as a full-time job, I wouldn't see anything really until about March. But I do see a part-time job, possibly looks like about November here, as a part-time job, just get some money coming in here. So, okay?
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank
I appreciate you
so much.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So let's go ahead and make a note. And go move on to 914. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. My name's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How can I help you today?
Well, I am pregnant, 5 months pregnant with my first baby.
Well, and, congratulations.
Thank you. And my boyfriend that I'm having a baby with, I just want to know, because he's a foreigner, and I want to know if he's really being honest and truthful with me.
Okay. All right.
I feel like when he tells me stuff, it's like, it's a one story and then it's another different story. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's like which story? Yeah, it's sort of like, which story do you believe? Yeah. I've had those kind of people around me too. But I'm sorry. I don't feel like he's being honest. I will tell you that. I don't feel that at all with him. He's a little shady at times. And the thing is I don't know if you guys are going to be together for very long. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like that you feel that.
It makes sense to me because he doesn't have his papers, so he just keeps talking about marriage to me. So
yeah.
A part of me says I don't, you know, I'd rather talk about what I about the baby, but not about that because I don't want that for myself right now because I don't. If I know
right.
you for just a year, I don't want to go and jump into something just
oh,
for
no.
you to have a card. You
right,
know?
Right, yeah. No, no. And I just don't see this working out. I mean, I'll just be honest with you, okay? I just, you know, the one thing that you need to focus on right now is the baby. You know, focus on you and the child that you're carrying. And one thing I'll tell you, because I just see him about being deported. And that's why I think he's really pushing us, because I feel like that he knows that he's about to be deported. But follow your intuition on this. You're doing a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, my gut's telling me to.
Yeah.
My gut keeps telling me to prepare myself because
right.
I feel like I love him, but I'm not in love with him. So I'm
right.
glad I got that wall up. You know.
Yeah. Right. Definitely. Because, you know, and I'm sorry what I'm telling you, but I think, you know, you want the truth. You don't want me lying to
yeah,
you.
I do want the truth because
yeah.
I've been feeling it for so long, but, you know, you
yeah.
want to hear someone else tell you too.
Yeah, it's like a confirmation almost. You know, it's like,
yeah.
okay, yeah, I'm feeling this, and now I know that what I'm feeling is right. You know, and the one thing I will tell you is somebody else is getting ready to come into your life next year that will love you and will love the baby and raise it almost as his own. So this is a good thing. And you know, this guy, you know, if he wants to be a part of the baby's life, that's okay. But just to get a green card, I just feel like that down the line you'd be sorry because I would see this breaking up about a year down the line if it even take that long. And you don't need that heartache. You don't want to
no,
go
No, I don't want I don't even want no government problems.
No, yeah, right. You don't want the government sniffing around and yeah, I can understand.
Yeah, I mean, I totally.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, they say you have your intuition becomes a lot better when you're pregnant, and I just
right.
been feeling like I've been like he's lying
yeah.
to me, and I
right.
just don't know how to like to talk to anybody else to say I feel he's lying to me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. 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 He's not being totally honest and. And, you know, just trust your intuition. You got a great intuition, not just because you're pregnant, but you're very intuitive. And I would just work with that and develop that because you're very intuitive. And the child, let's talk about the child you're carrying. The child you're carrying is going to be very intuitive, be an awesome little guy. So it's a boy.
Oh, I'm having a little girl.
Okay, why would I say a little boy around
yeah.
you then? Okay,
oh, wow.
is there a little boy? Okay, so the baby you're carrying is a girl, but also I could be, you know, it could be a strong girl because sometimes I'll pick up strong energy as a boy. So this could be a very
yeah.
strong female, very independent, sort of like you. You're a very independent kind of person. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I like to give everybody a penny, but I can't.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, but. Definitely going to be an awesome spirit on our planet. So definitely doing amazing things. So, you know, you got to think right now what is best for you and her, you know, and protect both of you at this point. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. You keep moving forward, and I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you. I'll let you know when I have the baby.
Okay, yeah, appreciate that. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Pass out little gummy cigars that say it's a girl or something. I don't know. All right. 9-9. Hold on for a minute. Got to make a note. Otherwise, I'm going to get really confused. I'm already getting that way. All right, 917, you're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in.
Hello, Michael. This is Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. Yourself?
I am good. How can I help you today?
Oh, I would just like a message from Spirit.
Okay, let me go ahead and shuffle my cards around a little bit, and let's see what's going on, all right? Okay, why would Spirit be focused on your love life? Are you in a relationship? Why would we be focusing on relationship?
I'm not in one. Maybe it's telling me one is coming in. I don't know.
Okay, because immediately I keep hearing a relationship. Now, then also, you know, relationship could mean, you know, and as I open up more here, relationship could be family, could be friends, you know. A lot of times when we hear the word relationship, we immediately think love and you know, a partner and things like that. So let's just be clear on what Spirit's focusing on relationship here. I feel like that they're focusing on family. Are there some family issues going on right now? Anything that is popping up here? Because I feel like that they're focused on family. Anybody in the hospital or close to passing or anything like that? Because they keep focusing on family.
I don't know if they are. I've been estranged from my family for years, and it's
okay,
kind of a static situation. It's not changing, and so it's not as though it's something that's cropping up. It just is.
Okay, yeah, and that's probably why they're focused on family, because, like I said, that's where the focus is at the moment. Let's go ahead and pull some cards on this, and let's see what they're trying to communicate with us today, okay? The first card I got is the focus card. And I think that's what Spirit's focusing on here and talking about, is that they want you to focus on you. And at this moment, it's a good thing that you're not around that situation. Does that make sense to you? But they also want you to forgive and to let go of some of those emotional attachments to that. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. And I have worked on it very hard. It's a process.
It's a process that we just... Yeah, like you said, it's a process. It's not something that's going to just happen overnight. You know, it's like with me. There's a lot of things going on with me right now. And the one thing that Spirit told me, you know, to help me not get overwhelmed is one moment at a time, not to worry about, you know, all this other stuff, what other people think about you, all those kind of things that we get wrapped up with. Does that make sense to you? And
sure.
the other thing, the steady card wants you to... why would I be picking up Reiki with you? Do you do any healing work? Why would I see healing work with you?
I've done Reiki one, but I've really never used it.
Okay. All right. Because I got a study card, and I think that they're wanting you to go on, you know, maybe that's something that you might want to consider. It also would give you something to focus on. And I will tell you that Reiki really does work on yourself. I do a lot of self-treatment on myself. I'm a Reiki master, so I do a lot on myself. I don't really do a lot with other people. I can, but that's just not where Spirit's called me right now. But, you know, definitely wants you to study more about spiritual stuff, more focus on you, and an answered prayer, something to do with your finances about November. I don't know what that is. Also, would anybody be coming to visit you? Why would I see somebody coming to visit you?
I guess it's a surprise. I'm not aware of any.
Okay, because I feel like somebody's going to be coming to see you or talk to somebody you haven't talked to for a while. This could be a family member reaching out to try to heal some of this. So I would look for that in November. I feel like that somebody's going to reach out from your family to try to heal some of this. So that's a good thing. So just be open to that. When that happens, just be open to that. And the last card I want to deal with today is the trust card. So when that happens, just trust Spirit to help you with that, okay? Because I definitely feel like somebody in your family is going to reach out and try to heal some of this. And that's good. That's an awesome thing. That's what we need here, you know, to reach out and say, hey, you know, we screwed up and we're sorry. You know, those words, I'm sorry, I mean a lot to some people when you hear them. So just be open to that, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go ahead and we're going to take another call here. 856, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you?
Pretty good. It's Rose Maria. You just told me, like, to let you know if he called me, like, last weekend. He never did.
Oh.
I was wondering what the situation was, if he's ever going to call.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's see. I don't know why he didn't. So, man. Okay, this could be you I'm picking up. Why would I pick up a lot of anger? I feel like my chest is about to explode. So, So I don't know if that's you or him.
I think it's a little bit of both, but more angry at him for not.
To not reaching out, not, because I just feel like my chest has just got really tight, and it's like, whoa, okay. And I know it's not me, and so I know it has to be the situation. Let me see what's going on here.
Because I know I did leave him a couple messages or text messages on Sunday, because he said by Sunday, but I called Sunday me.
Right, yeah. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Let me see what, because I'm getting, it's really hard here for some reason. I'm getting two different answers, and so I want to be sure which one is the right one here. And I feel like maybe the reason I'm getting two answers here, and we're just going to go with what I'm feeling, okay? And I'm just going to tell you what I'm picking up, and we'll do that. Because right now I feel like that this could go either way, and I feel what I mean by that is I feel like that I'm just going to be honest with you. I feel like that he's really considering ending this, but also he's having this battle inside because he really likes you. So there, it's like this. What I'm seeing, and this is why I'm so confused on this, it's like an internal battle inside of him right now. And I'm sure you've had this, you know, before in your life. You know, like, okay, do I leave this or do I stay? You know what I'm saying? And that's probably where you are right now with him, you know, and that could be what I'm feeling with you. It's like you don't know if you want to walk or if you want to stay. Does that make sense to you? And that's why I'm having all this confusion.
Yeah, because I did like okay. say, if I get to either them or me. So
yeah.
I had him do the choice.
Yeah, and that's what I think he's considering right now is saying, hey, you know, maybe it's time to leave. Now, if you guys do, I'm going to be honest, I see it ending. I mean, I'm sorry, but this is what I'm seeing. And I would say by November that this relationship probably at this point will end. But the one thing I also will tell you is I do feel like it could rekindle because right now there is something really eating at him and it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with him. And everybody's in this turmoil right now. It feels like our whole world is being, like, shook. And people don't know how to deal with that. So what I would do is, you know, just trust your intuition on this. And just be prepared because I do feel like that he's going to walk on this for right now. There could be a rekindling of this relationship if that's what you want. Looks like probably about February. If that's not what you want, somebody new is coming into your life. Looks like about June of next year.
There wasn't any relationship, like more friendship, basically.
And I feel like that more of a relationship is what you're sort of looking for. But I you know, there is just something really eating at him, and it has nothing to do with you. You know, I know that that's hard when you're on the, you know, on this end to see that, but, you know, to not think it's you, but it has nothing to do with you, really. And that's why he's going back and forth on this so much.
I think the thing that's eating him is because I'm in the U.S., he's overseas. Came back overseas.
That could be that long distance thing, him just thinking that it's not going to work long distance, yeah.
He had me for 2 months.
Yeah, you're right. So, but yeah, hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in, okay?
All right, cool, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead, and my next call is a Skype call. You're on air. Hi. Hi, you're on air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you?
Hi, thank you. I'm sorry about that. Hi, my name's Kekalia. I just wanted to see if you see anything in general coming up for me, because I've been feeling a lot of emotions, and I just want to see if there's anything anyone wants to tell me or anything you just see coming up.
Okay, yeah, everybody's in that emotional roller coaster right now. hey, you're not in the boat by yourself. Just know that. Everybody's going through this right now. Let me pull some cards for you, and let's see what's going on, all right? The one thing that the first card that pops up here from my Healing with the Angel deck is a playfulness card. Spirit wants you to really just not be so serious with situations. I feel like that at times you're a serious person. Does that make sense to you? And so what Spirit's just saying, you know, lighten up a little bit. You know, just try to breathe through it and have fun. So that playfulness. Also, you need a support system around you. Do you have a support system around you? Do you have people you can talk to?
Yeah, I do.
Because especially with this emotional stuff right now, you know, it's very important to not isolate yourself. And I think I'm talking to myself right now, but it's not isolate yourself and just reach out to your friends and your family and things like that. Also, abundance. This deals with spiritual abundance. I definitely feel like you're a very spiritual person, and I think that more and more that's going to be opening up. I spend a lot of time in meditation. Do you do any meditation?
I want to, and I think I've kind of started because I've been like looking up how to meditate, and then I know it's like mostly focusing on the breathing and
right, focusing on your breath. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, it would definitely help you, and it's really important, especially right now. Another spiritual growth card. So they're really focusing on you, focusing on spirit and going inward. And Archangel Michael steps in here. Are you Archangel Michael's coming in here, stepping in and talking about protection. Do you feel unsafe at times? Why would that be popping up here?
It might pop up for health reasons, but okay. I think I'm protected.
And that might be just a reminder. The last card I'm going to focus on is the Serenity card, and just talking about peace and really focusing on you. I think you have a tendency of focusing on other people and not focusing on you. I think we all have that. You know, a lot of times it's really easy to overlook what we have, our needs. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so really focus on you. Also, I have a, in spirit, I have a, and I don't know if this connects with you. We're just going to try and see if it connects with you. It could connect with somebody else, but let's see if it connects with you. I have an older gentleman. This would be a grandfather on your father's side, and it feels like that he walked with like a, it's like a wooden, like this could be just a stick, you know, like a walking stick. Anybody like that with you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Because he's very strong energy, and he kept pushing through here. He just wants you to know that he's with you and to draw upon his strength when you don't have your own. Does that make sense to you? Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because he says to remember his wisdom and his guidance is always with you. I don't know what that means. I just the messenger. So hopefully you know what that means. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's an awesome guy. He's got really good energy, really funny. He was funny at times. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, yeah, he just is a very lovable guy. He's always with you, so remember that. And I appreciate you calling in. All right, you have
Thank
a good
you.
Day. No problem. Bye-bye. All right. I will take a few more calls if you would like to call in. And it's 347-327-9316. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do so by going to my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. I do have time. Actually, a lot of times that's a 24-hour notice thing, but today I do have some time to talk to you. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, it is www.insightswithmichael.com. That's www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. Let me take a breath here for a minute. Man, I've been reading for a little bit, so let's just relax for a second and open up to spirit. You know, a lot of times we're, you know, as humans, we're usually just busy, busy, busy. And a lot of times that busy, busy, busy thing that we do We do it on purpose because, you know, a lot of times we don't like that quiet. But in that quiet is where spirit is. Have you ever really thought about that? It's in that quiet. It's in that peace moment. So we're just going to be just quiet for a minute. You know, a lot of times we live in a world right now, my friends, that just feels overwhelming at moments. You know, maybe today you're feeling that overwhelm moment. And so, you know, just know that angels right now are coming into your path, coming into your life to minister unto you right now. Come in to minister unto me. You know, a lot of times we don't, you know, sometimes when we're in that overwhelmed moment, you know, we're saying, Spirit, where are you? Why aren't you doing anything? But they are doing something. You know, we're just so overwhelmed sometimes that we don't see that. You know, we don't see the behind the scenes stuff that Spirit's doing and working in our lives because all we're seeing, we're so overwhelmed, so all we're seeing is the problem. We're not seeing the solution. So in this quiet moment that we're doing right now, I want you to begin to see the solution to whatever's bothering you right now. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your health. I want you to manifest the solution. I want you to draw that solution into yourself. Because what we focus on, we draw that to us, so be careful what you're focused on. If you're focused on chaos, then chaos you're going to have. But I think we're tired of chaos. I think we're tired of frustration. We're tired of lack. We want more, and we deserve more, and we deserve better. So let's focus on better and more. You know, the one thing that Spirit's been really talking to me about in the last week or so is body, spirit, and mind as whole, as one, working together as one. And that's what we need to do as a group of humans on our planet, is learn how to work together as one. Because I believe that was always the plan. That doesn't mean that we're robots. We still have our own individuality. But we have one mind, one soul, working for one purpose, to make a better world. And that's why I do what I do, is because I want to see a better world. And I believe that we can have a better world. And I believe that we will have a better world when we let go of all our old belief systems. We had a guest yesterday talking about, you know, changing some of the ways that we think about things, how we view things. You know, a lot of us, have ideas of how Spirit's supposed to work, and then when Spirit doesn't fit into our little plan, then we don't think that Spirit's working. But what we have to realize is that Spirit's working. But Spirit's not working with our plan. Spirit's working with their plan. And that's hard for us to do sometimes. It's hard for me to do sometimes. And it goes back to trust. You know, it goes back to trusting Spirit. And how do we do that? Because a lot of us, including myself, we have trust issues. So it's really hard, because it's hard for us to trust somebody that we can see a lot of the times. So it's going to be extra hard to trust something that we can't see. It goes back to that faith thing. It's going back to that belief system of that, okay, I'm going to trust Spirit. I might not be able to see Spirit, but I know that Spirit is there. I know that there's something bigger than me, because there is something bigger than us. But it's not out of us, it's in us. So what we got to do is we got to learn how to go into that place and it's quieting ourselves. It's that meditation time. It's just breathing and letting go. A lot of us have plans for our lives, and we say, okay, I need to be at point A at this time, point B at this time, point C at this time, and we have no room for flexibility. We have no room for spirit to change anything. And then if spirit does change something, because we have point A, point B, point C, point D, then we get frustrated. And then we go into this tailspin of frustration, and what we need to do is realize that spirit is in control. So what we need to do is relinquish our control, because we really have no control anyhow. That doesn't mean that we don't have a personality. We're always going to be an individual, but we also need to begin to work with spirit to change our planet, to work together to create a better new world, a new earth and a new heaven right here. And I believe that we can, and I believe that we will. Because if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be on radio right now talking to you about it. You know, it's hope. It's faith. And it's trusting something that we just cannot, you know, dissect and figure out. But it's still working in our lives. You know, I know that sometimes our problems, you know, look bigger than us. And they might be bigger than us, but they're not bigger than the spirit within us. I'm learning that more and more every single day. You know, learning more and more every single day to be in the now moment. Because I can't change the past moments, and I'm not going to worry about the moments ahead, because I'm not really promised those moments. Because all I have right now is this moment. And in this moment, I'm happy. In this moment, I'm okay. In this moment, I'm balanced. And that's what we have to tell ourselves. So when you, next time you're overwhelmed, just try to get in the moment and say, you know, in this moment, I go inward. In this moment, I'm asking the angels to give me that wisdom and that guidance that I need. In this moment, I'm safe. Because there's a lot of people on our planet right now that don't feel safe. Maybe you're one of them today, that you just don't feel safe. So ask Archangel Michael to help you with that. Maybe today you need some physical healing. Ask Archangel Raphael to help you with that. Because they will help you. Give you that guidance and that direction. And it's just nice. I don't know what I would do if I didn't know that there were little helpers helping me. You know, our angels, our spirit guides. I don't know what I'd do without Stephen, my spirit guide. I honestly don't know what I'd do without him. And that's what spirit wants us to do, is realize that you and I are not alone on this big blue planet. You know, your mind wants to convince you that you're by yourself, that you're in a battle all by yourself, and no wonder you would feel overwhelmed. But that is not the truth. The one thing that I'm learning is how to, because we can't always control every thought that goes into our head, but we can control what we do with it. I want to say that again. Okay, you can't control every little thought that is going to come through your head, because they just fly through. But you don't have to hold on to them. I can't control every thought that runs through my head, but I can control how long it stays there and what I do with it. And so can you. And you're going, okay, well, Michael, how do you do that? Okay, that's a very good question. I have a very good answer. What we do is, okay, let's just be quiet for a minute and let me go to my head and let me see a thought that's up there. Okay, let's say the thoughts in my head of, okay, everybody's out to get me. Okay, a lot of people have those kind of thoughts sometimes. Okay, I'm not having that thought right now, but I've had it in the past. Okay, is that a true thought? Probably not. Okay, so what you got to do is when you have a thought, the first thing we do is we go, okay, is that a true statement? And really look at it. Okay, not everybody's out to get Michael. Okay, that is not a true statement. Okay, there might be some people that don't like me. That's their stuff, not mine. That's another thing we got to do is, okay, what we got to also do when we have thoughts is, okay, is that my thought or is it a thought that has been programmed into me by my family, by my friends, by things like that? So what we got to do is analyze our thought pattern. You know, why are we having it? What is going on? How is it making us feel? We have to run it through a system of checks. And again, you know, we have a thought. Let's say when I was little, okay, I had a thought when I was really, really little. I was about 7 years old. I had a thought, man, nobody will miss that candy bar if I stick it in my pocket. Okay, I had the thought, but then I thought, okay, wait, I don't think that's a good idea. So I didn't react. There was no action with that thought. I had the thought, but I didn't respond or react to that thought. Does that make sense to you? So what we got to do is what we have to realize is let's not react to every thought. Okay, a lot of times we have thoughts like, okay, especially today we had a lot of calls about relationships. Okay, so let's use a scenario. Okay, let's say that I'm in a relationship and the guy that I'm dating, all of a sudden, we've been talking every day, and then all of a sudden he stops talking to me for about a week. Okay, he doesn't explain to me why this is going on. And so I have thoughts that, first of all, I'm going to have the thought, okay, he doesn't love me anymore. Okay, now is that a true statement? Probably not. Okay, the next thought I'm going to have is, oh my lands, I bet he's cheating on me. Okay, probably not. And go on and go on. Probably what happened is there's something going on with him that he does, maybe he's not the kind of person that tells all the stuff that he does in his life. But do you realize what's going on? It's thought after thought after thought after thought. And then most of the time, they're negative thoughts building on negativity. And so then we're running rampant, and we're going, oh my gosh, he doesn't love me anymore, and my whole life is over, and da-da-da. It don't matter. What we have to do is realize that, okay, those are, again, examining what's going on in our head. Do you know that you and I don't spend any time checking what's running up there? We just let it run. We just let it, you know, we sit there and we just let our heads run crazy and come up with all this stuff, and none of the stuff usually ever develops. What we got to learn how to do is to push the stop button up there and stop it long enough for us to examine it and to say, okay, is that true? A lot of us have thoughts about ourselves that are not true. A lot of us have thoughts like, you know, I don't deserve good things. Nothing's ever going to get better. this is how it's always going to be because this is how it's always been. Nobody's ever going to love me. I'm unlovable. We have those kind of thoughts sometimes. Do you know that most of those thoughts that I just said are not true? You're an amazing person. Your brain just wants to convince you otherwise because your brain wants to keep you stuck. Your brain wants to keep you in this place of what I call prison in our head and just keep you in this place of despair. Spirit wants you to know that you are loved, that you are lovable, that you do deserve good things, that you are awesome, that you are lovable, that you have unconditional love. Your brain wants to tell you otherwise. Half the stuff that goes on in our heads are lies. They're not true. I would say probably most likely 60% or 70% of the thoughts that go into your head every day of your life are not true. About your world, about you, about other people. I'd say 70%. I'd probably put that a little higher, but I'm going to go with 70%. So what we got to do is we got to examine that. I read a book one time called Battlefield of the Mind, awesome book by Joyce Myers. And that's what it is. It's a battle. It's about changing our thought patterns. And like I said, I'm getting ready to work on some teaching things coming up next year to how to help, you know, learn how to do that better. But in the meanwhile, what we do is we examine our thoughts. Because right now you're having thoughts. Right now something's going on up there. So what we do is we quiet ourselves long enough to say, okay, what am I thinking about? Especially if you're feeling jittery. If you're feeling something, okay, what's causing that? It's a thought. A thought, every thought that we have has a reaction. Has something that follows it. Do you know that nothing that you do, you can't do without having a thought first? It's like, you know, like me talking. I have to have a thought that says, okay, I'm going to say some things. You know, it's like when we walk, we have thoughts. You know, put one foot in front of the other. Everything, every thought has a reaction or a response. Something for you to think about. I thought that was funny. All right. You know, just a little bit of things there. I feel like we're done for today, so we're going to go ahead and close out. But hopefully you got something out of the program today. I do appreciate you listening. Thank you so much if you called in. Again, if you would like to get a full reading with me, you can do so. www.insightswithmichael.com. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can write me at youareawakening@gmail.com. We do have a guest tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central. Mickey Davis will be with us tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central. And so join us then. She is a shaman, and she'll be talking about shamanism. Some really cool things are coming up in October. But for that to happen, I'm going to tell you that I need your help. We need donations. It's that time of the month when bills are due here for Spiritual Talk Radio. So give what you can. You can do that by going over to our website. You'll find a link at www.insightswithmichael.com where it says Spiritual Talk Radio. Right on that front page is a donation button at spiritualtalkradio.net. And you can click on that and give what you can. Okay, we're looking forward to being on in October, but we definitely need your help. Bills are due. And this show is totally supported by you. So enough said about that. All right, give what you can. All right, man, you know, I just appreciate Spirit so much. I've always had one foot in this world, one foot in that world, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It's an amazing journey. It's been really fun, and I'm only looking forward to great things ahead, not just for my life, but for your life as well. And, you know, we got to think ahead. We got to think positive. So what you do is you take a negative thought and you turn it into a positive. It's not always easy, but it can happen. So you know, keep on being positive, all right? I love you. You be you. I'll be me. And together, we will get there. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central. Bye-bye.